Yeah, well, it was basically taken away as a state warden from my mother when we were only babies, three of us, my sister, me and my brother.
I don't want to intrude. What's their names, just in case they might be listening?
Chris and Leanne.
Are you close to them?
I haven't seen Chris or Leanne for a while. I've been in jail for nearly 18 years at the moment. But I've spoken to them on the phone and stuff like that. But one's in America and one's over in Europe. So the one joined the Navy, and the other one, she married someone over in America, so she's over there. So I haven't really kept that much contact. But, I mean, through my grandkids and kids, they talk to them and I talk through them, so which is still pretty good. But even though we were taken away from our mother, which was a normal thing back in the early 60s, we ended up finding each other later on in our years, like in my early 30s. So, and I found my real mother as well. I went through, like, Barnardo's and then foster homes and then found a good family in New South Wales, in Sydney and North Shore, and then grew up with them. But obviously when I found out who I was, I basically rebelled and went against everything that you're supposed to go against, and played up a lot and ran away from home and didn't know who I was, identity and all that. Was angry, got lost, got preyed on by predators and put into the care of pedophiles after being put in boys' homes and through the system in New South Wales, and basically from there, heroin, drugs and jail. In and out until 2000, and then I did a big sentence in New South Wales, and then I had to come down here to do a sentence. So hopefully I'm on my way home and see my loved ones soon. So.
And it's sounding like you're towards the end of it.
I am.
You can see the light at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah.
How does that feel after such a long stint, Bruce?
It's it was daunting, a bit scary, I suppose. A bit of anxiety. Sometimes a little bit of stress, I suppose. But, usually I used to be angry and like blame and stuff like that. But now I just... I'm just sort of thankful for most days and my music and art and loved ones and people that are still there for me, and hopefully I'll see them soon.
What's it like to sit beside that young boy? What's it like if young Shane was sitting right beside you? What's it like to go back and... In your spirit, not in your memory, Shane, but in your spirit.
In my spirit, I can see the innocent boy that I was, and like I've sort of found that person that wants to live in the normal world. Because I mean, I lived in a small enclosed world for more than 36 years. So, as I said, jail, crime, drugs, everything that you could probably think of, And now I've sort of opened my mind to the fact that the real world was, trying to be a part of the normal community and trying to be normal. Again.
Because society just sees the last domino fall.
Yeah.
They don't look at the million beforehand.
No. Mm.
They just see the last domino fall, and that's why I ask, when you go back into... Not your memory, but your dreaming. That young Shane being taken off his mother, not knowing who your connection is and who your people are, and your genealogy, your family tree. To be denied that might explain, if people want to listen, might explain why you're actually in a place like this.
Mm. And what you just said there, Kutcher, what I heard, that's a crime within itself, happened to this
it
man
is,
who's
Shane,
sitting
people,
before us.
It doesn't... They, meaning society and the people who decide our destiny as the traditional peoples here, they decide our future, whereas, in a sense, now you're deciding your future.
I've found my roots now. I mean, I had a... good foundation, but I lost it, and then obviously was lost for a long time. So now I've sort of found that foundation.
What would you
again.
Say to that young 12, 13, 10-year-old Shane, what would you say to him now?
Just to follow your dreams, stay with the right trail, like, you know, listen to your parents, listen to the people that love you, not, you know, fight every person at every corner if possible and then destroy your life, basically. You know, coming to places like this and all the drugs and crime and stuff,
But coming to places like this, what I've heard you say already in this conversation is your music and art has been there for you through thick and thin inside. How has the artwork and the cultural painting, I guess, helped you on this journey now, Shane?
It sort of, like, takes me to my people, like my culture, my past, my future, hopefully, as well. And, you know, it's a mechanism to sort of get away from the jail everyday life and thinking about, you know, depressing stuff or whatever. Just sort of cheers me up. And plus also you can be around the brothers and we all paint together and talk and have a brew. And basically, it's good. It's sort of like, I don't know, it's just a good tool in the sense of, you know, getting in touch with yourself and your culture and your brothers and sisters when they come around. started doing painting about 12 years ago now. I did just a normal jail course in normal Western European art and, you know, like still life paintings, drawing, sketching, sculpting with a Darlinghurst TAFE up there, and a teacher that came into the prison, and he sort of changed my life in the sense of I found a mechanism to get away from everything, and then I found my culture, and I sort of see the paintings before I put them on the canvas now. And music was another good way of doing that as well, which is more recent than the painting. It's only about 3 years I've been mucking around with guitar and stuff like that.